Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. And then what if you missed?
Magically then.
iHeartRadio app, John and Ken on demand podcast, the whole show. And you can listen to it anytime tonight or this weekend. In fact, any
right?
of our shows.
It never disappears?
It never did. It's permanently on the internet.
How about that?
You can spend the whole weekend listening to a whole week's worth of show.
All right.
Just have it run continuously.
We're going to begin this hour by talking to the mayor of Beverly Hills. A couple of the tabloids. Yesterday we talked about agitprop. We talked about that a lot this week. We got that from Joel Kotkin, the author who chronicles a lot that's gone on in California, past and present. Agitprop is agitation propaganda to get you wired up. And it comes from the progressive left and the far right. And, well, we'll dig into this story. The New York Post and the Daily Mail, I'm not sure one didn't copy the other, apparently picked up on some videos on TikTok by somebody who called themselves Nostalgic Angelino, showing off more than a dozen Beverly Hills retailers and restaurants completely shuttered and not replaced by new businesses. So the Post headlined it, Beverly Hills is becoming a ghost town as high-end retail stores exit the once luxurious city near L.A. Wow.
Well,
and of course, the smash and grab robberies are getting the headline in this story.
Julian Gold, the mayor of Beverly Hills, is coming on with us now, and he's going to tell us what's true and what isn't true about this TikTok story run through the New York Post and the Daily Mail. There's a lot of things that can go wrong along that circuit. Julian, welcome.
Gentlemen, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Pleasure to be able to be on your program and set the record straight.
Yeah, okay. We want to hear from you because it says here big name stores that are closing are luxury staples like Barney's New York and Escada, once
Chanel.
Popular brands. And Chanel is listed too. All right.
First, can I suggest for you and your viewers that you actually look at the source, the TikTok itself. Not that I'm looking to give this guy views, but if you take a look, people on his chat say to him, this is not Beverly Hills. And his response is right. And who cares if it's West Hollywood, Beverly Hills, Los Angeles? The locals don't care and the tourists don't know the difference.
Really?
Well,
that was his response? Because is that true? These were not videos of Beverly Hills stores?
No, they weren't. The entire TikTok thing was taken on a Boulevard that is close to Beverly Hills, but none of it is in Beverly Hills. That's what started this, the TikTok. The Post added a couple of other buildings, but the TikTok that started this was not in Beverly Hills, and he knew it.
Well, now, this Chanel that John mentions on North Robertson, is that in Beverly Hills?
Nope.
It's not. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah,
it's not. And actually, our new Chanel, which opened about 6 weeks ago, is extraordinarily beautiful. It's on Rodeo Drive. I encourage everybody to come take a look. It's amazing.
I haven't been in Beverly Hills in months, but the last time I was there, I didn't notice anything out of the ordinary, so I was surprised to see this story. But saying it's and this is the problem, Mayor Gold, is that a lot of media tend to conflate L.A. with Beverly Hills because, you know, Beverly Hills borders the often awful streets of Los Angeles.
They did that with that homeless camp that was on La Cienega, the one that
had Beverly Center, right?
The naked woman living on the sofa. Right. They ran all the headlines. There's a Beverly Hills homeless camp that nobody would do anything about.
Right. And I appreciate you're telling your audience the difference. We are a different city. We're a separately incorporated city. We share borders. There's no doubt that that is true. But the problems that are being pointed out are not the problems that happen in Beverly Hills. And so it's hard for us. I mean, that we spent most of the last 3 or 4 days just trying to clear the record and say, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's just not true. We'll defend about ourselves what is true. But, you know, when it's not true, it's just a waste of time.
Well, so are you saying that really all the videos of all the stores on this TikTok account, none of them were Beverly Hills?
The TikTok account, none of them were Beverly Hills.
The Post picked
up on some other closed buildings, but even there, the truth is more complicated. So, for instance, they picked up on Barney's, and it's true that Barney's is vacant. But what they didn't tell you was that Saks Fifth Avenue, Hudson Bay, has an enormous remodeling project that they're in front of our planning commission, actually. And their short-term plan is to move Saks into the Barney's building in order to keep Saks operational while they do the renovations in the historic building that is currently Saks. So, yeah, in this period of time, Barney's is empty, but it's not like it's without a purpose and vacant. Right. So, too, for other things, they mentioned a Barnes & Noble, and truthfully, I don't know that we've had a Barnes & Noble in town. Not in recent terms.
No, I don't remember ever seeing a Barnes & Noble.
We
go through there frequently, and I couldn't think of where that would be.
That's because two of us, and I live there. We have some businesses that leave. There's no doubt that's true. We've had some businesses that have suffered because of COVID. That is true. Most of those buildings have been released. We're subject to the same sort of corporate efforts. Yeah, I think they reference both Starbucks and Chipotle, and they continue to be in Beverly Hills, but not always in all the same locations. But that's true everywhere.
So what you have is some jackass on TikTok who doesn't care if
he just wants the views, right?
He just wants the views, and Beverly Hills going in the toilet is a much bigger grab than L.A. going in the toilet. And then you have some $12 an hour moron at the New York Post or the Daily Mail who gets paid by each item they post. It picks it up and then, reworks it, rewrites it, and adds even more incorrect information.
Well, I thank you for those words. I cannot say them, but I'm glad that you can. frankly, I want to turn this around and make this a positive. So what I'd really like to do is I'd like to thank you, and it's given me the opportunity elsewhere to say this to the people who are listening. Beverly Hills is absolutely safe. It's a great place to be these days. The stores are booming. We have lots of new investment. We have a dozen new restaurants in the last year, more coming. And Beverly Hills, it's almost fully rented out. There's the normal transitions of business that you would see in any city. But largely, Beverly Hills is doing really, really well.
Now,
and the
this
second
is...
part of it.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, let me just finish, please. And the second part of it, being that I get the PSA here,
yeah,
is that we have spent a lot of money making Beverly Hills secure. We've created an entire policing program. We're full staffed in police. We have more police than most places. We have private security to help out and be force multipliers. We have cameras, 2,500 cameras that watch the city. We have a drone program now that works 7 days a week. And we have a real-time watch center where we have security folks and police folks 24/7 watching all of the above. You know, if you do crime in Beverly Hills, you're going to get caught. There is no doubt you will get caught because we're watching. And if people are smart, they'll do their crime elsewhere.
All right, so this is not to say there hasn't been any smash and grabs in Beverly Hills in the last couple of years, is it?
In the last couple of years, that's true. Probably not in the last year or so. And certainly not the sort of thing that we've seen in the media in the last weeks. We've thankfully, knock wood, we've not had anything that looks like that. No. But,
and,
yes,
you know, what's interesting...
In the course of time, there has been some.
Yeah, Mayor Gold, by the time you finish this New York Post story, they're talking about LAPD and the LA County Sheriff's Department and crime and their task forces. And if you know the area, you know that's not Beverly Hills and it has nothing to do with Beverly Hills and how they manage the city. So that's where some people probably got a clue that this isn't necessarily about Beverly Hills.
Well, I hope that's true. I mean, we're part of the county. I mean, clearly, you know, Beverly Hills is one of the 88 cities in LA County. So that's fine. And we like the sheriff. You know, we're trying to help the sheriff. We participate with the sheriff. But the sheriff does not police Beverly Hills. The Beverly Hills Police Department polices Beverly Hills. We have our own chief. And as I said, we have all of this technology and stuff, which is just keeping the city very safe.
All right. Well, we were very glad to talk to you to set the record straight. And I'm glad you said what you said, because I didn't know that it looks like most of the videos were not taken of stores and restaurants in Beverly Hills. This is Mayor Julian Gold, the mayor of Beverly Hills. Thanks for joining us.
Gentlemen, thank you.
All right. We got more coming up. Those damn tabloids.
I want to say one thing. The way we were talking about how the LA Times runs their propaganda, and they're telling you things that aren't true and trying to confuse you about how much retail theft is going on or how much crime is going on in general. The same thing is done by the tabloids. The New York Post and the Daily Mail are filled with a lot of lazy pieces of crap. And they get paid to get hits.
Yeah.
And they know what get hits, and they do this on purpose because, right, they can smear Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills is not going to sue them. They're going to get their hundreds of thousands of hits, and then life goes on. But they're not in business to inform you. They're in business to inflame and manipulate you in the moment. All right, it's not journalism anymore. This is show business. They're all doing show business. And I know we have it in our heads, especially in the era that you and I grew up in, that all these places were respected and semi-respected, but they're not anymore. They're now brothels. And they're selling clicks and eyeballs and hits and the whole mess, and there's no integrity left anymore, and they're not even pretending to be accurate or fair.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We thankfully, knock wood, we've not had anything that looks like that. No. But
and, you know, what's interesting.
In the course of time, there has been something.
Yeah, Mayor Gold, by the time you finish this New York Post story, they're talking about LAPD and the LA County Sheriff's Department and crime and their task forces. And if you know the area, you know that's not Beverly Hills and it has nothing to do with Beverly Hills and how they manage the city. So that's where some people probably got a clue that this isn't necessarily about Beverly Hills.
Well, I hope that's true. I mean, we're part of the county. I mean, clearly, you know, Beverly Hills is one of the 88 cities in LA County. So that's fine. And we like the sheriff. You know, we're trying to help the sheriff. We participate with the sheriff. But the sheriff does not police Beverly Hills. The Beverly Hills Police Department polices Beverly Hills. We have our own chief. And as I said, we have all of this technology and stuff, which is just keeping the city very safe.
All right. Well, we were very glad to talk to you to set the record straight. And I'm glad you said what you said, because I didn't know that it looks like most of the videos were not taken of stores and restaurants in Beverly Hills. This is Mayor Julian Gold, the mayor of Beverly Hills. Thanks for joining us.
Gentlemen, thank you.
All right. We got more coming up. Those damn tabloids.
I want to say one thing. The way we were talking about how the LA Times runs their propaganda, and they're telling you things that aren't true and trying to confuse you about how much retail theft is going on or how much crime is going on in general. The same thing is done by the tabloids. The New York Post and the Daily Mail are filled with a lot of lazy pieces of crap, and they get paid to get hits.
Yeah.
And they know what get hits, and they do this on purpose because, right, they can smear Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills is not going to sue them. They're going to get their hundreds of thousands of hits, and then life goes on. But they're not in business to inform you. They're in business to inflame and manipulate you in the moment. All right, it's not journalism anymore. This is show business. They're all doing show business. And I know we have it in our heads, especially in the era that you and I grew up in, that all these places were respected and semi-respected, but they're not anymore. They're now brothels. And they're selling clicks and eyeballs and hits and the whole mess, and there's no integrity left anymore, and they're not even pretending to be accurate or fair.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the iHeartRadio app, on the radio 1 to 4, after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast. Listen to what you missed.
Next hour, we'll unleash the Moistline people on you. We'll see what they have to, well, usually complain, but you never know. It's coming up around 3:20 and at the end of the show around 3:50 here on KFI. All right, now here's an admonition. I like that word, an admonition. John, migrants are not hot potatoes. How dare you bust them around the country? Big story yesterday is that there are reports that the Biden administration, and we believe it's to appease the Democratic mayors in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, who are complaining about Texas sending buses full of migrants to their cities, that they're going to make the migrants stay in Texas after they are processed over the border seeking asylum. My God. With GPS devices. We don't know if this is real or this is just something they're floating to see what reaction they get.
I can't believe this story is layered with so much horse manure. I can't even breathe. Ooh. It's like up to my eyeballs here. Greg Abbott sent 13,000 people to New York City. You know how many migrants are there now?
They gotten over 100,000, haven't they?
They have over 100,000. He only sent about 10% of the migrants to New York City.
The rest are getting there on their own, or are they getting there from Biden?
Both. Biden sent a lot. The administration has sent hundreds of thousands of migrants to cities all over the country. They did it. Their buses, our tax money. That's an absolute fact. And then hundreds of thousands have traveled on their own. I'm just out of my mind every time I read about this whole fight with Greg Abbott. He just made a point by sending a relatively small number of migrants to New York City. There's been 2 million that's come over the border. He sent not even 1%.
Oh, and what have we gotten here in L.A.? Like 12, 13, 14 buses with 40 or 50 people on them? That's a drop in the bucket.
And every time an Abbott bus arrives, either in New York or Washington or L.A., Greg Abbott should be ashamed of himself turning these migrants into pot. No.
They're hot potatoes.
No. The president of the United States and his administration is busing the vast majority of these people and flying them. And a lot of them are doing it on their own because they have friends and family in these cities and they figure it out. You know, just because you speak Spanish doesn't mean you can't read a bus schedule. I mean, well, I just can't get over the 24/7 never ending nonsense and lies and horse manure about this story.
So Abbott responded. One thing he said was, oh, no, we're going to keep sending buses. We may even send more of them. But he said this is a scam that was tried years ago and was shot down by a judge. We will send Biden the same swift justice. Apparently, this was tried in the 1980s when Ronald Reagan was president. The administration forced thousands of migrants to stay in South Texas while they awaited asylum processing. Migrants quickly set up camps and parking lots in abandoned buildings. And in January of 89, a judge said, you can't do that.
That's a stupid idea.
Well, you remember, it was the 1986 amnesty. Remember that? That's the last time we had a massive amnesty. And that was a mistake of the Reagan administration and Congress.
That was the worst thing Ronald Reagan did as president. It was a complete botch. And
we always cite that because this is what led to this decision in 1988 to force them to stay in Texas. It led to a surge because once the world finds out we're giving out amnesty, holy mackerel, all bets are off.
It's a stupid thing Reagan did. And then the second stupid thing was set up these encampments because it's completely impractical. It just doesn't work. You can't let them in. And this is another thing that pisses me off. We're fighting about the wrong thing. We're fighting about where they're going to go.
Right, and who's sending them. Not whether or not they're getting in here, right?
They shouldn't be here. You have to build the wall. You have to force them to remain in Mexico. You have to send... You're going to have to send the military to the border, partly to guard the border and partly to go after the drug cartels that are making billions of dollars of sending so much fentanyl and meth into this country and killing hundreds of thousands of people. I am out of my mind with the way this whole thing is discussed and covered. Everybody's missing or refusing to look at the real problems here. You got 100,000 plus people dying from fentanyl and meth coming from Mexico. The drug cartel, I heard this morning, Todd Benzman on, we should get him on again. Remember we had him on? He's like this independent reporter. He did a report on Fox this morning. And I actually sat in the parking lot. I couldn't turn it off. He said that the drug cartels are charging $10,000 to $15,000for these families to come over the border. And obviously, these families don't have $10,000 or $15,000, right? But you become indentured servants. You have to pay the loan back. And so they come and they try to scrounge jobs, and they're constantly sending, giving money back to the drug cartel lords. And if you don't, they come and get you, and it's violent. Or they go find your relatives back in Mexico, and they harm your relatives. Works exactly like the mafia. So this is the kind of situation that's happening that we are enabling, that the Biden administration, which knows this is going on, this is not a secret, they're enabling the situation. Apparently, the drug cartels have gone from about $5 billion a year in income to about $12 billion a year.
Because the Biden administration opened the borders. They reversed all the Trump policies. They sent the world a message that it is your human right to come here. And we will figure out a way to get you in. And then when the border became overwhelmed with all the pictures and video of people lined up under bridges, well, they changed the policy around to just use an app. And if you use the app, it'll get you some sort of status to get in here. They call it on parole. So they no longer have their illegal immigrant numbers or their, you know, apprehensions. They now have just a bunch of, quote, legal people that they're flushing into the country and spreading around into cities.
It's dishonest. It's a scam. That's what it is.
But this is coming back to haunt Biden because it's Democrats in these cities. The mayor of New York, we talked about yesterday, says the city is going to go broke. And now we're learning that in Chicago, they're housing hundreds of migrants at O'Hare Airport. They're housed in a section hidden from public view behind curtains. There were about 30 at the beginning of August. Now there's hundreds there. So
this can't go on forever. This is what we've been discussing for years. And eventually there's a reckoning because you can't just send 2 million people into the country with no end in sight.
And expect them not to be a problem if they're together in one place. I mean, even if you spread 2 million people around the country, it's still pretty noticeable.
Eric Adams, and I have no sympathy for that guy, because he wanted New York to be a sanctuary city. Chicago wanted to be a sanctuary city. They're getting all the misery they deserve. And the people living in these cities deserve this misery because they voted for these sanctuary city clowns, and nobody protested. What did they think? What did they think was going to happen? They knew 2 million people were coming over the border, and immigrants tend to go to the cities. That's where their relatives are, and that's where the jobs are. Well, you're not going to go to a small rural town of 75 people in Nebraska, right? There's nowhere to work. You don't know anybody there. But, you know, there's Venezuelans coming over the border by the thousands and thousands. They're going to go to Venezuelan communities, which are embedded in the larger cities and have been for decades.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, coming up next hour, we, of course, promise you every Friday to bring you what's on our callers, listeners' minds. It is the Moist Line. We'll have a collection coming up in about 30 minutes, and then again at the end of the show. I was just reading a Fox News story. There was a press conference in Denmark about a new film that's coming out, and one reporter immediately jumped up and said, "This cast is not diverse. What do you have to say about that? Hollywood has new rules when it comes to handing out Academy Award nominations. Your cast is..." You know what the response was? Oh, this is Denmark in the 1750s. There weren't a lot of people of color there. What do you want to do? The 1750s, the film is set in Denmark. They said, we do have one black cast member whose story we do highlight, but she may have been the only black person in Denmark at the time. Classic. Idiots. Well, we kept badgering them. We kept following up with, well, what are you going to do? You're not going to get nominated. It's probably a good film, but you don't have enough diversity.
Oh, God.
Hollywood does have these dopey new rules. I don't know if you've seen those.
Do you notice fake diversity in some shows? I turn it off. When they create diversity where it doesn't seem like it would naturally occur, I feel like I'm being lectured. And being taught a lesson. It's like,
trying,
you know,
to set an example for the future. This is the way the world could be someday.
I got 10,000 things to watch. I don't have to listen to your woke lecture. Stuff it.
A warning, especially for you, Deborah Mark. In-N-Out Burger's 75th Anniversary Festival is just about to sell out. So, you know, if you want to go there and eat hamburgers, I guess not.
No, have fries.
She'd go for the fries.
You
right.
owe me some fries, actually, John. It's been a while.
Well, you didn't want to eat them last time.
Well, because I was gaining too much weight. I needed a little break.
Oh, isn't this typical?
Yeah.
Give me fries. No, don't give me fries.
I'll take them.
Half a bag of French fries.
Eric will gobble them up. It's at the drag strip in October.
Do you know you have to have 3,500 excess calories to gain a pound?
Yeah.
Is You're that not true? Gonna get,
yeah.
3,500 a day, you mean? Or what period of time are you talking
about? You have to excess. Like excess. Beyond.
Yeah, you're supposed to take in, 2,000 calories a day?
2,000. Whatever your metabolism is. Everyone has a slightly different one.
It does vary, right.
But let's say you burn 2,000 calories a day, right? So that's 10,000 in 5 days. if you took in an extra 3,500 calories over those 5 days, then you'd have an extra pound on your
I
body.
Eat a lot.
Okay, over 5 days. I get it now.
No,
because sometimes
don't.
I do. I look at the menu boards, and it's like my lunch could be 2,000 calories if I want.
There, you. That's what I'm saying.
You drink.
Where did
shakes.
I go the other day? It was like a nacho appetizer was 3,000 calories. I'm staring at it, going, yeah. "Well, you better share this with 10 people."
Yeah, I wish they'd take those calorie boards off. That's another thing. When
oh,
I see
it's in the
that,
menus. It's embedded in the menus at some places.
Yeah, I don't like going to places that tell me calories. It's like, no, I came.
You're
here
ruining
to enjoy
the fun,
myself.
Right?
Because everything's a lecture. Everything is a scold.
It's not a scold. It's
just
letting
information,
you, exactly.
Right?
So
yeah,
if you don't,
you can
want,
ignore it if you want to, John.
Yeah.
Isn't that
no,
a legal thing now?
No, I don't think so, because most places, real restaurants don't have this.
He's right, though. There was some sort of hubbub about this years ago about putting calories up, but I forget what it was.
It's Deborah's foo-foo vegan restaurants have this stuff.
No. It's other places as well. And don't you want to know how many? I want to know how many calories I'm consuming.
No, I don't want to do math.
So that I can make cuts.
I want to eat. I don't want to do math problems. I'm not interested. I know the high-calorie foods and the low-calorie foods. I know the daffodils that you eat or the weeds or whatever it is. Those are low calories. I know my cheeseburgers are high calories.
I had an acai bowl yesterday. Let me tell you. There was like 1,500 calories in that. You wouldn't imagine.
I don't know. What is that?
Acai.
What is
it's
it?
It's hot. It's a hot thing. Yeah. No, you explained that before.
Okay, acai is a fruit, and so it's pureed. It looks like it's purple. It's like a berry. That's the best way I can describe it. You have it in a bowl, and it had some peanut butter in there. Well, you haven't heard of a lot of
it. Yeah, they mix it with other things, and then they put fruit in it.
Exactly, and so I had
what happened to America? Where did America go?
It's delicious.
Deborah, Mark, do you ever get hungry on the way home? So you stop on the side of the road and munch on the grass and the.
No, haven't done that yet again.
She starts to graze.
This story, it happened again. It's been a little while. Climate protesters interrupted the U.S. Open semifinal between Coco Gauff and Karolina Muchova by. They glued themselves to the floor, one of them did. So it's making it harder. Their shirt said end fossil fuels. Looks like there were three of them. They just stood up.
Where on the floor?
Well, the floor of the stadium.
But up in the stands.
Yeah, they're in the stands, right.
Why don't they leave them there?
It said here they handcuffed him and took him away, except one guy was affixed to the floor. So it took 49 minutes before play could resume.
No, really? No, let him stay there.
But they're standing in the way of people and they're yelling out.
Yeah, I know, but
it disrupted the tennis players because he's supposed to be quiet during the point.
What? Eventually, he'll lose energy and pass out. Just let him stay there for a week. Don't feed him. No food, no
water.
Oh,
a week? I was going to say, long after the match is over. And
that's right. Close up the whole place and let him scream into the emptiness.
Three of the four protesters were escorted out. The fourth protester affixed their bare feet to the floor of the seating bowl. Oh, I wonder if his skin came off when they...
I hope so.
There must be some special glue.
I want to go Turkish prison on these people.
So, you know what? I prefer this to, in Europe, they're all blocking traffic. That would really annoy me. Sporting events, you know, while they're important, it's like, you know, you can get them out there pretty quick. There's plenty of security. But you have somebody blocking traffic in the middle of nowhere. What cop is going to come and haul them away? That's why people
wouldn't
are getting
be fun
out of their
to
cars
hit him.
And dragging people.
Wouldn't it be fun to hit them with bear spray? What are they going to do?
Well, they're taught to do nothing. Right? This is a passive protest.
They can't run away. The thing is, eventually, somebody is going to do something where they're going to want to run, and then they can't run. And then they'll stop doing these things.
They can't run. Why?
Right, because they're glued to the floor.
Oh, I see. Well,
you see?
Yeah, I think the time is going to come where it's going to get really ugly. And I.
Oh, yeah. It is. That's human nature. Somebody's going to say enough of this and start doing stuff, and they're going to wish to run and get away, and they can't. And then that'll be the last time it's done.
Like a cartoon. It keeps springing back into place. All right. The 3 o'clock hour is upon. Oh, when we come back, exciting news about someone we haven't talked about in quite a while, but they were involved today in a big story. How's that for a headline? Also, get the Moistline callers. A lot coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app. Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.